Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. So there I was sitting at my desk earlier today and got my call in that just to remind me that the 2025 FCC Women's Soccer Championship coming to town.
Yeah.
So that'll be in November. We'll talk about that a little bit this hour. Also, a lot of information to pass on, especially three important things you need to know about this afternoon. Here we go.
Number one.
Okay, the town of Century on Monday approved $9.2 million in budget money for the upcoming fiscal year, which includes a lower property tax rate for residents. The town council maintained a millage rate of 0.9204. Now, that's consistent with previous years. Both the budget and the millage rates were approved unanimously.
Number two.
And a recent survey shows that over 90% of 5,000 Santa Rosa County respondents want a community swimming pool. Commissioners are considering building two facilities to accommodate residents throughout the county. The project won't be cheap, as the projected cost for two facilities currently sits at more than $40 million.
Number three.
All right, National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting Hurricane Gabrielle is moving northeastward in the open and central Atlantic. A high rip current risk now in effect along Florida's east coastline. The previously sluggish hurricane season picking up speed now, with the NHC watching four systems, two of which may become tropical depressions. Gulf of America conditions, this could be about the same, remaining stable for the next 7 days. Looking good.
Absolutely. All righty. With it being 4:13 here, we're going to get into traffic and weather together a little bit early. Reason being, we just have a lot going on the roads right now, it seems, which is unfortunate considering it was a pretty easygoing day yesterday. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see what we got here. All right. So we've got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have our usual little bit on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Mobile Highway near the intersection where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road, and on Gulf Beach Highway as well. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Those are just the spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, we've got Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Navarre Parkway in two spots. One if you're traveling westbound towards Hurlburt Field, another as you continue westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spots, Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to be mostly sunny through the bulk of your Wednesday, high of 89, but when we get into Wednesday night, and especially once we get into Thursday and Friday, we're going to see some rainfall chances come into play.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia investigators are working to figure out who in the world fired gunshots on Pensacola Beach last weekend. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons said it was a pretty strange case.
And what we can gather is there was what was described as a large fight at a parking garage in downtown Pensacola, and then that fight led to someone getting beat up, as I understand it. And then these two groups ended up near the boardwalk in Pensacola Beach.
Okay.
And at one point, an individual was engaged in a confrontation. As he drove off, he fired out the window and ended up striking two cars.
Well, Simmons says license plate readers and cameras on the beach helped them identify a suspect vehicle, but they're still working to identify that shooter.
All right, an Escambia County man has been sentenced to 30 years for killing his stepson back in November of 2023. 55-year-old Martin Evanardo Cardenas was sentenced for the fatal shooting after being convicted for the murder back in August. The prosecutor said that Cardenas shot and killed Ray Orlerking with special .45-caliber rounds marketed as self-defense ammunition that are known as RIP, or radically invasive projectiles. Cardenas reportedly shot Orlerking twice in a doorway, then followed him and shot him three more times, including once in the back of the head.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Ryan Ruth attempts to stab himself in the neck in the courtroom after being found guilty of attempting to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump at his Florida golf club last year. Jonathan Serre has more from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Ruth was convicted on all five counts against him. They included multiple weapons violations, assaulting a federal officer, and most seriously, attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. In his closing arguments, Assistant U.S. Attorney Christopher Brown told the jury, the evidence has shown one thing and one thing only. The defendant wanted Donald Trump dead. Over the past 2 weeks, prosecutors presented 38 witnesses and hundreds of exhibits, ranging from surveillance videos to a trail of Vienna sausages they say showed Ruth stalking and tracking then-candidate Trump's movements for a month leading up to his September 2024 visit to his West Palm Beach golf club.
417 News Radio 92.3. Speaking of President Trump, he took time off this afternoon. He's at the United Nations speaking engagements there. He wanted to react to the guilty verdict against the man who targeted him last year here in Florida.
President Trump declared not long after Ryan Ruth was found guilty for attempting to assassinate him on his Florida golf course.
Justice was served.
As he sat with Uzbekistan's leader at the UN, the president congratulated U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and U.S. attorneys in Florida for getting the conviction and said no one should be targeted politically or otherwise.
You can't let things like that happen. Nothing to do with me. But a president or even a person, you can't allow that to happen.
Ryan Ruth will be sentenced December 18th. He faces life in prison. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And speaking of Trump, land in downtown Miami could be set aside for the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library. The Florida Cabinet set to vote on the proposal next week. If it were to be approved, the library will be built on land currently owned by Miami-Dade College, which is adjacent to the Freedom Tower. Trump's team had been eyeing Florida as the location for the library for months now.
Okay, speaking of approvals, MLB owners unanimously approved the sale of the Tampa Bay Rays to a group led by Jacksonville developer Patrick Zalzumke. The reported sale price, $1.7 billion. So originally, Sternberg, the owner right now, originally purchased the club for $200 million back in 2004. I would say that was a profitable investment there from $200 million to $1.7 billion. Yeah, it was a good deal.
I would have to agree. And lastly here, 160,000 people applying to take part in Florida's first bear hunt in a decade. The hunt aims to control the state's black bear population. About 170 permits are available, and they'll be awarded by random lottery. The hunt, of course, taking place in December. Just about 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, every afternoon, right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join Adana with Mathnasium this Friday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have school-age kids, you won't want to miss this show. Whether your child is catching up, keeping up, or ready to get ahead, Mathnasium has a solution tailored just for them. They are not just teaching math, they're changing lives through it. Dive into the world of Mathnasium Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
All right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah. Crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I gotta do it my way. Underway it all. I was here to play.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell made remarks on the job market and the impact of tariffs after the central bank cut interest rates by a quarter point last week. Edward Lawrence is at the White House this morning, or this afternoon.
He does say that there is no risk-free path from here going forward for this economy and monetary policy. He defended his 25 basis point rate cut as a necessary first step because he is starting to see both supply and demand of workers fall at the same time. He says that is an unusual situation. Now, Jay Powell has been criticized for being too late for the first rate cut while the labor market eroded. So now he's saying in the face of inflation slightly rising, the risk to the labor market demanded the 25 basis point cut.
When our goals are intentioned like this, our framework has long called for us to balance both sides of our dual mandate.
The Fed chairman says the data tells him that tariffs are causing the slight increase in prices.
424 News Radio 92.3. Markets weren't so pretty today. Stocks ending down. Here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks pulling back from record highs and finishing lower as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who spoke at an event in Rhode Island this afternoon. Powell warning that there's no risk-free path, and he judged the central bank's interest rate stance is still modestly restrictive, implying more wiggle room to reduce rates this year if officials continue to judge that recent labor market softness outweighs setbacks on inflation. The Dow winners, Boeing, Johnson & Johnson, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Amazon, NVIDIA, and Microsoft. The Dow falling 89 points, the Nasdaq lower by 215, S&P 500 down 37. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 425 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. We got a texter letting us know that there's something going on the I-110 northbound exit to get on to Davis. Two fire trucks and an ambulance, traffic slowing around the corner of the off-ramp. That coming in from a texter. And looking at our map here, we do have confirmation of an incident near that area causing a lot of backups at this time. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Your worst looking spot in Pensacola outside of those few is going to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, both looking kind of rough. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 89 with some rainfall chances coming in late Wednesday night heading into your Thursday. And just want to give you a reminder, if you ever need to text in a traffic incident that we did not catch or anything about a story going on, feel free to drop in 850-437-1620.
Okay, it's time behind bars for a woman who tried to sell a music icon's home. Here's Michelle Polino.
A federal judge in Memphis handed down 4 years and 9 months in prison Tuesday to Lisa Janine Finley, who tried to auction off Elvis Presley's iconic Graceland estate. The 54-year-old from Kimberling City, Missouri, pleaded guilty to mail fraud in February. Prosecutors say she fabricated loan documents, posed as multiple people, and published a fake foreclosure notice claiming Lisa Marie Presley had borrowed $3.8 million against the property. Actress Riley Keough, Elvis's granddaughter, sued to block the sale last May, and a judge halted the fraudulent auction. Finley then tried to blame the plot on a Nigerian fraud ring. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And President Trump says NATO nations should shoot down Russian aircraft that enter their airspace. He made the comment as he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the United Nations today. Marked the fourth time the leaders have met since Trump has returned to office as they look for an end to Ukraine's war with Russia. Trump said the U.S. has great respect for the fight Ukraine is putting up and added that the ongoing war is not a good thing for Russia.
Another active day in Chicago. Federal agents deployed tear gas at protesters outside the Broadview Ice Processing Center, forcing the crowd to get out of the way. Here's Mike Tobin.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says protesters began slashing tires. They blocked the entrance to the building, threw rocks, cans, and bottles. They shot fireworks. Even, according to agents, used tear gas. So ICE agents used their own tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray to get the scene at the temporary facility under control. 16 people were arrested. Charges include assaulting a federal officer. With the chaos that unfolded outside the facility, ICE has released to me the identities and backgrounds of six people who were held in the facility while protesters were demonstrating on their behalf, all of them in the U.S. illegally.
And today's special election in Arizona expected to have implications on the Republicans' majority in the House. The race pits Democrat Adelita Gravalja against Republican Daniel Gutierrez for the state's 7th congressional district seat. The winner will replace Adelita's father, Raul Grijalva, who passed away earlier this year due to complications from cancer.
Okay, things aren't so rosy between the U.S. and Iran. Iran's supreme leader said there's not going to be any meetings with the U.S. to discuss the nation's nuclear program. Grinnell Scott reports from New York City.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rejected direct discussions in a televised speech on Iranian state TV. It appears to have halted any chance of discussions with American representatives during the UN General Assembly. Iran has been involved in discussions with the UK, Germany, and France, hoping it can avoid reimposed European sanctions set to take effect Sunday. Europe has offered to delay those sanctions if Iran will talk to the U.S. Iran claims its nuclear program is peaceful and does not seek to pursue destructive weapons. But they also say American and Israeli attacks are trying to stop their scientific progress. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Google offering YouTube accounts that were permanently banned for political speech and ability to be reinstated. The tech giant detailed its shift in a document provided to the House Judiciary Committee and admitted that it once faced pressure from the Biden administration to remove content about COVID-19. According to the document, YouTube values conservative voices on its platform, and the company noted that creators have extensive reach and play an important role in civic discourse.
Disney may have brought Jimmy Kimmel back, but the owners of several ABC stations say he still needs to be censored. Here's Brian Yee.
ABC's largest affiliate owner, Sinclair, and now Nexstar, have decided they are not airing tonight's show. Nexstar says it'll continue preempting the show until they see change. Quote, "We stand by that decision pending assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve." Nexstar owns 28 ABC affiliates, including in large markets, Nashville, Salt Lake City, and New Orleans. This comes after Sinclair yesterday said it still won't air Kimmel on its 40 ABC affiliates, including in Washington, D.C., Seattle, Portland, and St. Louis.
Okay, we're going to talk about the SEC Women's Soccer Championship set to come to town in November. A lot of other sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Ryan Ruth found guilty on all counts in the attempted assassination of then-candidate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course last year.
Well, at the United Nations General Assembly this afternoon, the president reacting.
It was really well handled, and it's very important. You can't let things like that happen. Nothing to do with me, but a president or even a person, you can't allow that to happen. And so justice was served, and we'll see what happens.
As the verdict was read, Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen. He was restrained by several U.S. marshals and removed from the courtroom, then was brought back in shackled at the waist and ankles. Ruth's daughter then cursed at the jury, yelling to her father, "Don't do anything. I'm going to get you out of here," and stormed out of the courtroom. Ruth faces life in prison. This has been a Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dan Campbell was aggressive. Jared Goff, when needed to be, was clutch. Offensive coordinator John Morton made Lions fans quickly forget about Ben Johnson. But even more importantly, Lions offensive coordinator Calvin Shepard had one of the best game plans I've ever seen in slowing down Lamar Jackson. And if Detroit continues to play like that, then this could be the year they finally win it all. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the imminent return of Jimmy Kimmel Late Night Television and the few people who really pushed back against the excesses of the FCC, Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz, most notably. Brad Baker joined us to talk about the capital projects in Santa Rosa County that the commission has endorsed. And Attorney General James Uthmeyer sets up a hotline where you can report your neighbors for threats. I think of it as Tattlers for Liberty. What could go wrong? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
But my following days are over. Now I just gotta follow through. And I remember what my father said. He said, son, life is simple.
You
now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the town of Century on Monday approved a $9.2 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year. That includes a lower property tax rate for residents. The town council maintained a millage rate of 0.9204. That's consistent with previous years. Both the budget and the millage rate were approved unanimously.
Number two.
Okay, a recent survey shows that over 90% of 5,000 Santa Rosa County respondents want a community swimming pool. Commissioners are considering building two facilities to accommodate residents throughout the county, one in the north, one in the south. The project won't be cheap, as the projected cost for the two facilities, ready for this, currently sit at $40 million.
Number three.
And NHC forecasters report that Hurricane Gabrielle is moving northeastward into the open central Atlantic. A high rip current risk is now in effect along Florida's east coast. The previously sluggish hurricane season is picking up fast, with the NHC watching four systems, two of which may become tropical depressions. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable, though, for at least the next 7 days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, American Cruise Lines coming to Pensacola, docking in March 2026. The itinerary would take passengers from Pensacola to New Orleans or vice versa for an 8-day, 7-night excursion. The ship makes four other stops between Pensacola and New Orleans: Mobile, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, and Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yes, and also here on your local scene, state officials have arrested three alleged drug dealers and seized a significant amount of narcotics, including meth, fentanyl, and cocaine. 18-year-old Sean Torres, 22-year-old Ladero Hull, and 23-year-old Riley Durbin face charges ranging from possession with intent to sell to trafficking. The investigation began in November of last year and involved undercover purchases and collaboration between the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, DEA, and NCIS.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Lions roared on Monday night.
Jackson can't find anywhere to go, and he's brought down again from behind. And again, it's Al-Qadim Muhammad.
The Lions beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens 38-30 on ESPN. The Detroit defense sacking the two-time MVP a total of seven times on the night. Offensively, the Lions pounding out 224 yards on the ground, 151 from David Montgomery. Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs both scored two touchdowns each on the ground. Detroit improving to 2-1, while Baltimore falls to 1-2. The banged-up San Francisco 49ers got the bad news that they feared they will be without defensive end Nick Bosa for the rest of the year. He tore his ACL in Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones saying star wide receiver CeeDee Lamb could be headed to the IR after he suffered an ankle injury in Sunday's loss to the Bears. From baseball, the party is on in San Diego.
It's up to Fermin. Johnson at third. Fermin lines it into left center. It's a walk-off. Johnson's coming from third. And with that, for the fourth time in the last six seasons, the San Diego Padres are headed back to the postseason in 2025.
San Diego clinching a playoff spot with a walk-off 5-4 win over the Brewers on FanDuel Sports. Elsewhere in baseball, the Braves beat the Washington Nationals 11-5. And the St. Louis Cardinals edged the San Francisco Giants 6-5. Both of those teams still have an outside shot, very thin though, at the third and final wild card spot in the National League. And from college basketball, after leading Auburn to the Final Four for the second time in his 11 years at the school, Bruce Pearl is retiring from college basketball, announcing that he is leaving Auburn University. He'll be replaced by his son, Steve. The college basketball season tips off in a couple of weeks. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the New York Giants planning to start first-round draft pick Jackson Dart at quarterback. Multiple reports came out saying that the team was benching current starter Russell Wilson, who will serve as the primary backup. Dart was selected with the 25th overall pick in this year's NFL draft out of Ole Miss. He started 38 games there, guiding the team to consecutive 10-win seasons. And he became the program's all-time passing yards leader, surpassing Eli Manning. Yeah, Chris, just keeping it brief here. I told you off-air when we were talking about that. Russell Wilson, this is his latest sign that he probably needs to retire.
Yeah. Had a great career. What can I say?
Oh, for sure.
The 2025 SEC Women's Soccer Championship set to take place at the Brosnahan Soccer Complex. Going to happen this year, November 2nd through 9th. I do this event every year. It is amazing. 12 teams will compete for the title. Individual session tickets will be available starting October the 1st. By the way, this makes the fourth time Pensacola has hosted this tournament. Great, great event. So take it in.
Absolutely.
You get the whole season ticket, the whole season ticket, if you will, for the tournament.
Right.
Second through ninth. I think it's like $46 for the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
That's a great price and great sports. These ladies are magnificent.
And electronic balls and strike calls are making their way to the big leagues. MLB announced earlier today that the automatic balls and strike system, or ABS, will be implemented for the 2026 season. Each team will be given two challenges each game, but will keep them if they're successful. Challenges can only be initiated by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. The ABS system has been used in the minor leagues for a few years and was implemented during Major League spring training games this year.
Okay, the second longest tenured FBS head coach out of a job today. Here's Joe Morgan.
Just three games into his 21st season, Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy has been fired. In a statement, OSU President Jim Hess said in part, quote, "This is a decision about what's best for our football program, our student athletes, and Oklahoma State University, and it reflects our unwavering commitment to championship-level football and competing for national success." Gundy ends his time in Stillwater with a career record of 170-90 after turning the Cowboys into a big-time program, winning the Big 12 in 2011 and playing in the conference title game in 2021 and 2023. But after going 3-9 last year, Oklahoma State is 1-2 to start the season and just lost to Tulsa for the first time since 1998. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made an announcement claiming that Tylenol may be linked with autism in children. Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington.
This announcement was made, and what it does is has the FDA issuing a label change for acetaminophen, which is Tylenol's active ingredient, to reflect evidence suggesting its use may be associated with an increased risk for autism and ADHD in children. That's, of course, when taken by pregnant women. This response to this announcement, it's really been diverse. Many in the growing autism community are glad that this kind of attention is being paid, but others feel that the message blurs the line between possible association and causation.
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it.
The president's sentiment there specific to pregnancy and for young children. But Ken View, the maker of Tylenol, maintains that a decade of research has never proven a link between acetaminophen and autism.
And physical therapists say that there are seven posture mistakes that make us look older. At the top of the list is slouching and jutting your neck forward when you're texting. Yeah, I don't doubt that one. They say those two things alone can add years to our face. Others include standing with locked rather than relaxed knees and uneven weight distribution, like crossing your legs the same way all the time, rounded upper back from living at your laptop, a dropped pelvis, and shuffling your feet while you walk also add years.
Jeez, what's left?
So if you shuffle your feet and you're hunched over with your neck forward, you look like an old coot.
Okay, listen, I've got not a great story, but a very interesting story. Listen, this is incredible. Sentencing for a former Rhode Island basketball coach who, get this now, who asked his student athletes to remove their clothes so he could check their body fat.
What?
Lisa LaSera has this story.
Aaron Thomas sentenced to a year of probation after he was found not guilty earlier this year to second-degree child molestation and second-degree sexual assault. He was found guilty of the lesser charge of two counts of misdemeanor battery. Prosecutors say the former coach at North Kingstown High School created and implemented a program that allowed him to have unfettered access to young, naked boys for decades. During his testimony, Thomas told the court he likely saw more than 600 students throughout his career, with about 80% of them removing their clothes while Thomas pinched various areas of their bodies to check body fat, including near the groin. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. See, nothing surprises you anymore, does it?
Unfortunately, no.
All right, Austin Price, you heard him. He has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And we were dealing with some backups at the intersection where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. That's the intersection with Mobile Highway, but that's not looking too bad at this time. Outside of Pensacola, got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And on Highway 90, traveling, this is going to be eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to be mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 89. But when we get into your late Wednesday night, heading into Thursday and Friday, we're going to see some rainfall chances come into play.
Yeah, Thursday's going to be the bad boy, lingering into Friday. But boy, the weekend's looking great. Zeros on that percentage chance of rain. So yeah, make it a big weekend. Now, we've got a stellar forecast here, but many parts of the U.S. are bracing for severe weather and storms. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over the central U.S. with the risk of large hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall, and tornadoes. Parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas will be in the bullseye for the worst of the weather, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. We're also expecting widespread storms for the Great Lakes, interior northeast, and over central California, where pockets of heavy rain could bring flash flooding. Meanwhile, cooler temperatures moving in behind a cold front over the central and southern Rockies, while the rest of the country feels warmer than average temperatures through midweek. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell was in Rhode Island today to deliver a speech about the state of the U.S. economy. This comes a few days after the Fed voted to lower those interest rates. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The Fed chairman, he's going to talk about the focus shifting now to the labor market and the concern there. Even though we're starting to see a slight increase in prices, the Fed chairman will argue that he needs to wait and see. A slower rate cut down is what he has been saying, and that's what they're looking at with this. But Michelle Bowman says that the slight increase in inflation, what we're seeing is the one-time price increase that is working its way through the economy at the moment. Now, following other members of the Federal Reserve believe that they're not convinced, and they need to focus on moving slowly with the Federal Reserve.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon plans to close all of its fresh supermarkets in the UK. The company announcing today that it's preparing to close all 19 of its fresh UK stores following a thorough evaluation of business operations. Amazon opened its first fresh location outside the US in London back in 2021. Five of the fresh locations will reportedly be converted into Whole Foods stores. Meanwhile, the e-commerce giant is heading to court this week to face allegations by federal regulators that the company duped customers into signing up for its Prime membership while also making it extremely difficult to cancel their subscriptions. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the S&P 500 snapping its three-day winning streak, the Dow falling 88, the S&P off by 36, and the NASDAQ tumbled 215. Crude oil futures below 64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, AI giant ChatGPT is opening one of the world's biggest data centers. Fox Business correspondent Madison Allworth is reporting that the data center in Abilene is going to be stellar.
It's huge and it's very busy. They have part of it open, part of it is still under construction. And my team is one of the first group of journalists to actually get inside this data center since its opening. This is huge. It is really locked down. I can't explain just how much security there is because this is tons of proprietary data. And all of this is the backbone of AI and OpenAI's infrastructure. So this tour really could not be coming at a better time. NVIDIA just announced that they're investing $100 billion into OpenAI. The strategic partnership is going to help OpenAI to get to its goal of deploying 10 gigawatts of AI data center capacity.
And Thursday is the deadline for getting in on an $8.9 million settlement over misleading claims from the prebiotic drink Poppy. The drink's former owner, VNGR Beverage, marketed Poppy as good for gut health, a claim the suit says is not backed by science. Customers who bought the beverage between January of 2020 and July of 2025 can get part of the settlement. Proof of purchase is required for some reimbursement. Without that, the cap is $16. Payday!
I hear that one. 4:50, 10 away from 5 News Radio 92.3 production. At the Jaguar Land Rover brand is expected to remain stalled until next month. This is after a hacking disrupted operations. Janika Sola has that report.
Jaguar Land Rover's production is still halted by the cyber attack that shut down manufacturing weeks ago. And now the company doesn't expect to resume operations until October 1st. The automaker, which is Britain's largest car maker, is owned by India's Tata Motors. It manufactures Land Rover, Jaguar, and Range Rover models. Reports say it's losing an estimated $68 million a week, and much of its staff has been told to stay home. The company stopped production at the beginning of September after the attack severely disrupted manufacturing and retail operations. Jaguar Land Rover is working with cybersecurity specialists and law enforcement. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
4:52, News Radio 92.3, NASA introducing 10 new candidates to become astronauts. Brooke Taylor has more.
This is a highly, highly competitive process. So more than 8,000 people across the country applied to become an astronaut. Only 10 were selected to become part of this 2025 new class. The class is made up of 6 women and 4 men. They have to undergo this intensive training program. It's 2 years long, and then they're qualified to take on space missions to the moon and eventually Mars. Their backgrounds are diverse. It includes former military pilots, a geologist, and a former SpaceX launch director.
All righty, 4:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
From time to time, parents occasionally ask,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
A better question might be,
is it safe for my children not to participate in high school sports?
Statistics show that teenagers are likely to be healthier and stay healthier as adults if they play a sport in high school. Participating in a high school sport builds and maintains strong bones, muscles, and joints. High school athletes are also more likely to develop good eating habits. High school athletes not only have stronger bodies, their self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-discipline are strengthened too. So insightful parents aren't asking,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
Instead, they're asking,
hey, what time is the game tonight?
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How can we dance when our world is turning? How do we sleep while our
4:55, looking at 5 before 5, News Radio 92.3. Boy, the weather's just absolutely gorgeous out. Go ahead and enjoy it today, tomorrow, Thursday, a different story. Going to probably get some rain. We'll have Austin. He's going to come here and straighten this out for us. Austin Price in with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Do you know what's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide? If you guessed Discover, you guessed right. That is based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Again, that is Discover. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And we got some at the intersections of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway and the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest Road. Let's see, looking at the weather here, 86 degrees, low of 74. Tomorrow, as Chris said, it's going to be a nice day, mostly sunny, high of 89, but it's late Wednesday night, bleeding into that Thursday and Friday. That's where we see a lot of the rainfall chances come in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, Journey Point USA held its first ever event since Charlie Kirk's assassination. It was a packed auditorium at the University of Minnesota.
Organizations like People can rebound or withdraw after a setback, right? Well, Turning Point appears to have recovered just fine with this sellout crowd at the University of Minnesota cheering them back even without founder Charlie Kirk. Conservative commentator Michael Knowles took questions 2 weeks after Kirk's death.
A ruined soul assassinated one of the brightest figures of our generation.
So the question is, can Turning Point attract youth and financial support with Erica taking over for her husband? Last year, it raised $85 million, more than double 2020. Several large donors have now promised more to support new chapters.
And the LAPD responded to a call that celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay had been shot. When officers arrived at the home in Bel Air on Monday night, though, not only was there no sign of a shooting, but a staff member at the house in the upscale L.A. suburb told police that Ramsay wasn't even in the country. Officers reported the incident as a swatting call, which is when an anonymous prankster calls in a fake report about an urgent crime at a person's home. An investigation into who made this call is ongoing, but so far no arrests have been made.
You know, if I were Mr. Ramsay, I would have a talk with my security person there by revealing the fact that he wasn't in the country. I think I would have a serious discussion. Hey, one thing I like this time of year, getting ready to move into the holiday season, I love the Hallmark Channel.
Yes.
I watch, I'm not kidding.
You talked about that last Christmas
probably,
time.
Exactly. Probably one a day or so. I put a movie on one a day.
Wow.
Take them and, you know, I record a lot of them as well. But more holiday cheer coming, of course, as Hallmark rolls out the new season. Thanks to Netflix, Michelle Pollino has a pretty good definition of what's going on.
Hallmark Media and Netflix have signed a new expanded output deal that will bring more content to streaming audiences in the U.S. and abroad. The agreement builds on last year's partnership, which put 10 Hallmark Christmas movies on Netflix. Now, the deal will add the first two seasons of Hallmark's series The Way Home to the streamer next month, with season 3 arriving in February of next year and season 4 later that year after its linear and Hallmark Plus run. It also covers new holiday content worldwide and Valentine's Day titles coming to Netflix in January, including An Unexpected Valentine, Sisterhood, Inc., Hats Off to Love, and Love in the Clouds. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All right, California attorney is slapped with a fine after filing an appeal with the help of artificial intelligence. In other words, the machine did it.
Right.
Here's Tom Graham.
Los Angeles area attorney Amir Mostafabi is hit with a $10,000 fine for filing a state court appeal full of fake quotations generated by ChatGPT. The fine appears to be the largest ever issued for artificial intelligence fabrications by a California court. Mostafabi told the court he did not read the text generated by AI before submitting the appeal in July of 2023. The opinion, recently issued by the California Second District Court of Appeals, states it's a clear example of why authorities are scrambling to regulate the use of AI in the judiciary. Tom Graham, Fox News.
All right, don't forget Bands on the Beach tonight, 7 o'clock, Float Like a Buffalo, playing on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Bring the beach chairs, the blankets, pets, and glass. Still not allowed. And don't forget about the Career Source Escarosa Fall Career Fair this week, Thursday, over at PSC. Starts at 10, goes till 2. So if you're looking for a job, there you go. Okay, we have more information and news coming up in just about 12 on News Radio 92.3.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.